This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. The collection of Imam Muslim narrated to us by Abu Huraira. The theme of makruhat al-salah, or the unrecommended actions during prayer. I'm choosing it because it's a flexible theme. If I cut it off a little bit, or if it's not as consistent, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, things to benefit from, or ideas, or things to learn. And I have a very specific vantage point for this, being in a masjid for a very long time, in different ages, and kind of being in different positions. I got to watch, and I get to see what people do, and what I do, and you see that what the Prophet ﷺ talked about is very, very valid. He pointed out, you know, subhanAllah, the same problems that existed are still what we have today. And I talked about yawning yesterday, and today the hadith is a little bit different, and I'll narrate. There's at least three different narrations of this hadith, so you may have heard it a little bit differently, but I'm going to choose this shorter one just for ease. فَيْسَدْ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ رَفْعِ أَبْصَارِهِمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فِي الدُّعَاءِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ أَوْ لَيُخْطَفَنَّ أَبْصَارُهُمْ أَوْ لَيُخْطَفَنَّ أَبْصَارُهُمْ. I mean, people will stop looking up during salah when they're making dua or they're reading Quran, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their eyesight away from them. It was a very, very heavy, this was a very heavy hadith. Again, I pointed out to you over the years, well, I can say years now, it's been 2.5, the fact that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam rarely, very rarely, will break character and use a heavy language. He doesn't do it very often, alayhi salatu wasalam. If you read maybe the 4,500 or 4,600 hadith that are authentic, that are pretty much agreed upon, and you go through all of them, then 99% of these hadith are extremely, extremely compassionate and filled with ease, and just a very small percentage has that heaviness in it. And I think whenever he chooses, alayhi salatu wasalam, to speak with that strictness and rigidity, it's important for us to take a moment and okay, why is it that he's pointing this out, and why is this important, right? And that's why this concept itself actually is much deeper than what I'm going to share with you in this khatira. But what he's pointing out here, alayhi salatu wasalam, is when you're praying, the makruh is to look anywhere aside from right in front of you, as far as the Maliki are concerned, or where you make sujood, as far as the other three schools of jurisprudence are concerned. So there is some difference of opinion within the madhahib, within the four madhahib, in terms of where you look, but they technically mostly agree that when you're standing, you're looking almost around to where your sujood area is, or just straight. But you should definitely not be looking around during your salah. Like, if I'm sitting here and someone's standing and praying and they're looking at me, there's a problem. You should not be looking at me. Like, I shouldn't be making eye contact with you. Do you want me to give salams to you in your salah? What do you want me to do? Like, you shouldn't be looking at people. And following people with your eyesight, seeing who's coming into the door, then none of that should be happening when you're praying. It is for the Shafi'is makruh to close your eyes in salah. Imam al-Nawawi argued against this later on in the Majmu', and he didn't think that was, you know, the case. Within each other of the three madhahib, there's an argument for and against this concept of closing your eyes. I don't think it's the default. I don't think the default for us is to close our eyes. I don't think that's the default. But if you don't have any, if you don't have control over your eyesight, if you wander and you can't, and you're looking up and around and see, then close your eyes, if you have no other choice. But honestly, and yani, you should be able to just learn to focus down when praying. The Prophet ﷺ walked into the masjid, saw people looking up and around when they're praying, and he used heavy language. He said, people will stop doing this, or they will be punished in dunya before akhirah. Meaning they will lose their eyesight, or the barakah of their eyesight. Meaning they'll lose the barakah of what they look at in their lives if they don't stop doing this. And there's an aspect of adab here I'll quickly just point it out for you, is that when you're in the salah is a meeting between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is inappropriate to be wandering with your eyesight in places. Now, you can't look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya. We understand this. In akhirah, inshaAllah, may Allah grant us that gift. Say ameen. May you be amongst those who get to do it twice a day, inshaAllah, fi jannat al-na'im, in the highest ranks of paradise, of firdaus. But in dunya, you can't. So it's only appropriate to stay focused, at least where during salah. The wandering shows a lack of commitment and lack of khushu'. So same thing. If I were to meet with you, wallahi mathul a'la, and you're talking, and you're looking here, and looking there, and looking up, and looking around, I probably won't continue this conversation with you, or I won't have another one in the future because there's lack of respect. So in salah, it's not appropriate for us to be wandering with our eyesight everywhere. So if you're someone who struggles with this, then it's one of the makruhat. The Prophet ﷺ specifically pointed out not to do this. Like he noticed it and he said, don't do it during salah. Don't be looking around. And I see it a lot. I see people, they're not looking. It's awkward, and it's not good for your own salah. It's not helpful for your own prayer. Your prayer is not, I'm sure you're not, it's impossible that you're having any form of real connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or any form of real khushu'ah if you're looking around during your prayer. It's impossible. It's just not possible. So that's the second makruh I want to talk to you about, which is wandering, eye wandering during salah. It's an important thing. Make sure you fix it in your life, and make sure that once you do, you take a moment and you teach your children. Try to help kids. I think by age of 8, 9, you can start having these conversations. And so I try to focus at your mahal sujood. That's the sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. I hope that was benefit. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا ينتهين أقوام عن رفع أبصارهم إلى السماء في الدعاء في الصلاة أو لتخطفن أبصارهم. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.